The Common Good on KFSK is brought to you by the Petersburg Community Foundation, an affiliate of the Alaska Community Foundation. The Petersburg Community Foundation is devoted to improving the lives of the young, the elderly, and vulnerable populations, as well as creating recreation, education, and safety programs. The Petersburg Community Foundation, making grants to local nonprofits through a permanent endowment. More information at petersburgcf.org.
Good morning and welcome to The Common Good here on KFSK. It's about 31 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock. I'm Hannah Flohr and I'm joined here in Studio One at KFSK by Everett Bennett. Good morning.
Good morning.
Becky Turland.
Good morning.
And Craig Olson.
Good morning.
Morning. Thanks for being here. And we're all here today to talk about the upcoming event Reconnect Petersburg that is happening this Friday. It's sponsored by the Share Coalition. Happening at the Sons of Norway Hall from 4 until 7 p.m. And I want to start off just by talking a little bit about what this event is. It started as being called the Volunteer Fair. It got renamed to Reconnect Petersburg. What is it?
It is a fair. I really liked the name Reconnect Petersburg because it's really an opportunity for people to get engaged with their community. Putting on my executive director hat for WAVE, there's a lot of people that we've been hearing feedback from that they've said since the pandemic that they've just felt so disconnected. And so we've been trying to think of what are some ways that you can connect with your community. One of those ways is volunteering. And also we am involved in a couple of organizations that is looking for some volunteers. So let's combine the two.
And so it's a fair to help organizations that need volunteers find those volunteers, and people who are interested in volunteering and connecting with others find the places they want to be connected to.
Yeah, and we've heard from a couple of people within HIP that have thought like, oh, we love what you guys are doing, but I don't know how to find people housing. And that's not really even a part of our volunteer job scope. We do have one of our volunteers here, and there's a lot of different ways that people can get involved with different organizations, you know, and I think that's really what we wanted to educate people about, that you don't have to, you know, be running into a burning building to join the volunteer fire department. There's a lot of different things that people just don't realize. And so this is an opportunity to educate those people and just see what those opportunities are, and even just learn about what our little orgs are doing in Petersburg to make it such a great place.
Yeah, that makes sense. The way that this is the most obvious, like for instance, with KFSK, I'm sure we could use volunteers in a whole bunch of different ways. And by that, I mean, I have tried to get volunteers for many, many different things. But I think probably the most obvious is volunteer DJing. But then there's a million other things we could use volunteers for. So, okay. And so talk a little bit about the event. How's it going to work? What's going to happen?
Well, I guess we could start off. We have roughly 16 to 18 volunteer organizations that will come in. They'll set up their booths. Community members will come in. We're opening the doors at 4 o'clock. They will get a punch card to go around the world or to go travel around. If you get, I think it was three little stamps, or go and talk with three different people, get entered into a drawing for prizes and fun, nice, actually, some really nice door prizes have came out. I was really shocked of it. And you just walk around, go to different nonprofits and organizations and chat with them. They'll have a list there. If it's something you're interested in, you can sign up. Hopefully you'll be walking out with some swag from different groups as well. There'll be free food from Fire Catering, which is always a nice little incentive to come out, and just socializing and mingling with people. So it's going to be pretty laid back, I believe. That is my hope. I don't want nothing really, you know, where you're forced to go and do anything. You can go to whatever booth you want. I encourage everybody to go to every booth and just hear about it, even if you aren't able to volunteer.
And so it's kind of like a passport, right? So you have this punch card. And then how do you get a punch at the booth? What do you have to do?
Have to go up there and you need to talk with an organization about what they're doing, their openings, you know, spots that they have open for volunteering, different projects that are doing, and just kind of get to know the different nonprofits in our community.
Okay.
Not asking you to, you know, actually say you are going to volunteer and sign up. However, if you do sign up, you get an extra 3 entries into the drawing, so your chances are higher.
You are incentivizing people to sign up with door prizes. Got it. So if you go and visit 3 different booths, you get a ticket for a door prize.
Correct.
And so presumably if you visit 6 booths, you get 2 tickets, and then you get 3 extra tickets every time you sign up to work with
And there's some amazing prizes. So
do you want to tell us a little bit about some of those? Can we do that?
I think Everett has more of an idea on that. I just know when I was looking at the list, I was like, wow, those are some nice
things.
You're like,
do I have time to do more volunteering? Can I sign up? Can I put my name in?
Yeah, I know one that is sticking out is a tablet that we have. Mm-hmm. There's some gas cards. There's some gift certificates from some of the community organizations. And then I think Tonka Seafoods has a little gift certificate. So just in time for Christmas, you can get out some gifts or just keep it for yourself. It's yum.
Yeah. There was a trip to the glacier as well. Oh. So, I mean, there's some nice ones out there.
Yeah,
well,
some pictures from Firelight.
Books and games and puzzles.
That's really lovely that the community has been so generous with those door prizes. That's great.
I think that just shows how amazing our community is also that, you know, we sent out this ask and they really stepped up. Everyone was really excited to hear about it and wanted to be supportive.
Yeah. Yeah. And one of the things that we talk about so much on The Common Good is the ways that nonprofits really make this community run. But nonprofits can only exist through the support of people giving money and time and volunteering and local businesses doing things like donating door prizes. So it really is an amazing symbiotic relationship between the two. So we are talking a little bit about, you guys both are quite busy. One of the things that I'm interested in is how we get people who are already very, very busy to do a little bit of volunteering. And that seems to be, you know, all 3 of us here are super busy people. Craig, you are a volunteer. I think Ashley Kawashima of HIP referred to you as the all-star volunteer for HIP. I might be misquoting her, but it was something like that. So I didn't know this about you, but you apparently do a ton of volunteering for HIP. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what you do?
I think she overstated it a little bit, but being the only volunteer, there's not a lot of competition. But I was interested in promoting housing in Petersburg. I talked to Liz Cabrera, and she said, well, you know, those people at HIP, they're really doing quite a bit, and it seems to be, she said, I'm really surprised, she said. They seem to get a lot done with a kind of a loose organization. I thought, well, that's for me. And so just like Everett was saying, is like I'm really not involved in the housing, but I'm able to do a day-to-day task of filling go-grab bags. And we do about 12 a day. And I just put 6 items in every bag and make sure the boxes are full, and that just really frees up Ashley and Everett to do the housing and deal with all the things that it takes to run a nonprofit.
Can you tell us about the go bags? What are those?
It's just out in front of the HIP facility there at where Farragut Farms has their building. There's just a little closet, and there's a box with a bag that has a fruit cup, bagel, peanut butter, fruit, and a Pop-Tart, that kind of thing. And it's just available for people to stop by and get if they need something to get them through the day and that. And so it's, like I say, it's just one of the services that HIP provides. And, you know, food security here and the rising prices of food here in town and availability, it's just a great thing to tide people over.
Yeah, and it all those items are items that you won't need a kitchen in order to eat. But the volunteering that Craig does for Humanity in Progress is huge, you know, because that really frees up our time to do other things. And, you know, maybe it seems like a small task. You know, I think he's being pretty humble here, but it is huge to us and the impact that it has not only on our board, but also the community that, you know, now this is a regular thing that, you know, we're not like, oh, we're busy. We don't have a, we have a meeting. We can't make it to go do the bags or whatever. But it's really been so nice to have that consistency and something as simple as that, you know, for anyone who's, you know, introvert and doesn't like groups and but still wants to engage in the community a little bit. This is a great opportunity to connect. And then there's other volunteer opportunities that we have, like our Empty Bowls fundraiser that would have a lot more group interaction. And then we need, you know, people to make soup and people to make desserts and people to clean up and help with a silent auction. All those things just add up. And so it's really helpful when we can get some people to sign up and participate.
What strikes me about that is there really seems like there's such a diversity of ways that you can volunteer, and probably no matter how busy you are or how shy you are or whatever the case, there's probably something somewhere in there that you can do. You know, you could bake a dessert on a Friday before the Empty Bowls fundraiser, or, you know, whatever the case, however it fits into your life.
Yeah, I can't bake the dessert, but yeah, other people can.
That was the one where I was like, I could do that. That's a thing I could do. Craig, what do you get out of volunteering?
Well, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. And so it just fulfills, you know, my obligation to the community. I've been a part of the community for, you know, over 40 years, and it's a great community. I really like living here, and I do want to be part of it. But you get a lot of personal stuff out of it, too. And I've been on the board of KFSK and Coast Alaska, and it really expanded and kept me using skills that, you know, were a little dull and dormant. How to, you know, I had to be conversant on Zoom and communicating with people and operating in a group. And it's, so, you know, you always get a lot of feedback at HIP. I'm able to come in there and on my own schedule, and it's just there. And I, when I'm going to the post office, I just stop and do a little volunteering on the way, and it really fits. And I'm trying, working really hard to be out of town like 5 months a year. So this is something maybe where I can't be on a board anymore, but I can come in and do this when I'm in town. Mm-hmm. And so that, and it, you know, it's just rewarding. When I'm there, I try to leave the door open, and people come in and get what we call a kitchen bag, mm-hmm. Everett. And that's with people who have facilities and are able to cook and that. And it's a big, larger bag that has commodities and staples.
Mm, things like maybe pasta or beans that you would need to a stovetop to...
Something you need a can opener for, gotcha. Something you need to heat up. And that, and you know, it's just like, you know that if people are going out of their way to come and get food, that there's a need.
Yeah.
And it's just great to be able to help people out. Mm-hmm. And HIP, I'm just surprised, too. They have rain jackets and sleeping bags, tents, bathroom supplies. Every time anybody comes in and gets a bag, I always say, hey, how about some toilet paper? And it's like, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
So it's a... It's rewarding personally, and you know, as she was saying, being involved in the community, it's always a group thing, and you just meet a lot of great people and get to work on something positive, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of divisiveness, and being part of a nonprofit is trying to do something positive.
Mm-hmm. And being part of a nonprofit is often going to bring you into contact with people that you wouldn't normally see, because they're, you know, whether it's people on the board, people who are volunteering with you, people like you're talking about that you meet while you're doing the volunteering.
Yeah.
It really brings you into contact with new people, which goes back to what you were saying about the name, Everett, the Reconnect Petersburg.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great opportunity. I think that's one thing that I didn't realize. You know, what got me involved in volunteering was I was moving back to Petersburg after living in Washington State, and I was thinking, what am I going to do? I don't know anybody here anymore, and I don't have any family here even, and I just was at a total loss. And so I signed up to join the fire department, and I was really surprised at how I could connect with some people who I never would have interacted with or met. And, you know, we don't hang out on the weekends, but it's still, you see them at the grocery store and you're saying hello. And, you know, it's a connection that I never would have made outside of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think I'd have to agree with that. I mean, I wasn't moving here. I actually just had my first child and joined the fire department because I wanted to know how to see my child if something should happen. And here we are 16 years later. It's kind of crazy, but it is that connection that you make and might not be quite as active as I'd like to, but is still having that community base and having, I called our fire department family, just people that you can, you know, they're there and you can rely on them. So,
yeah.
And then just continually to build. I think your question earlier was, how do you get busy people to volunteer?
Mm-hmm.
I think having them come in and see possible different things that might spark their interest, something that they would like to do. It could be the small things. We obviously need some bigger things done for nonprofits too, but I think just having people come in and telling them about our organizations and ways that they could help. Usually busy people are busy for a reason. They get stuff done. So having them come in and see, oh, there is a need that I could fill by doing something, mm-hmm. would be, you know, that is my hope, that we do get busy people. We get the people that maybe aren't out there, that is, you know, get them involved somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something out there. I mean, maybe there is a skill that they can learn or a trade when you're doing something in one of these nonprofits, and building and always looks good on a resume for a young person as well. So mm-hmm. there's many opportunities and reasons to get involved in our community.
Mm-hmm. And so you've been involved with the Petersburg Volunteer Fire Department for 16 years. Mm-hmm. Do you think that part of it is just that it became family? Like you called it your fire department family.
Yeah. I mean, there's some that are completely off, not participating anymore in the fire department and still have that bond with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like having a uncle or a grandpa, you know, that you used to go on calls with, but now they're retired and enjoying life and you get to tease them a little bit. So especially not having a big family here in our town, it is nice to have people we can connect with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you get to see their kids grow up. Like yeah. I seen Becky's kids grow up and I'm sure everyone got to see my kid grow up. Mm-hmm. And so it's just a connection. And I think I'd really encourage anyone who's just moved to Petersburg to really jump in. Like it's a great community. And this is a good opportunity to connect with people and just meet people and mm-hmm. get out of your house a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So again, it is from 4 until 7 on Friday at the I'm spacing
Sons
on
of Norway
Thank
Hall.
You. My goodness. How did I forget the name of the Sons of Norway? At the Sons of Norway Hall. And you said there's going to be food from Fire Catering.
Yes. Yep.
Is that like appetizers? Can people go there for dinner? I'm just thinking about busy people on a Friday night who might show up hungry. Is that going to be a place that they can go and just have dinner and mingle?
If it might be a very light dinner. I think it's more appetizer type deals,
okay.
but it depends on, you know, what you consider dinner.
Okay.
I guess if you eat a bunch of them, it's yeah. dinner, right?
I've been eating grilled cheese sandwiches for dinner, so.
So it's dinner for you.
Yes.
Okay. Just trying to set everybody's expectations. And again, 4 to 7, Sons of Norway this Friday. Lots of door prizes, lots of opportunities. Is there anything else that we're missing? Anything you guys want to add?
I would say just don't be afraid to come in. I think that's really what the biggest step is that first door when you open it up and just, this is an opportunity. We're inviting you. Please come.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good time.
And you talked earlier about being an introvert. And I know that a lot of times it's hard to walk into a space full of people, but there's lots of tables, lots of information. You could probably just go in and not talk to a single person and just go look at the information, put your tags in, get your food and leave if you felt like it.
Yeah.
So. Just putting that out there yes. for the folks who...
A lot of opportunities, no yeah. obligations, though,
yeah.
so just come
yeah.
and visit.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
The Common Good on KFSK is brought to you by the Petersburg Community Foundation, an affiliate of the Alaska Community Foundation. The Petersburg Community Foundation is devoted to improving the lives of the young, the elderly, and vulnerable populations, as well as creating recreation, education, and safety programs. The Petersburg Community Foundation, making grants to local nonprofits through a permanent endowment. More information at petersburgcf.org.